When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
New York Giants right tackle Jermaine Illuminor was on a talk show discussing what else? Offensive line. I want to talk about it. He had some interesting things to say. I'm going to tell you why I think he might be onto something. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. New York Giants on SI. Make sure you go there for all of your New York Giants news and information. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. New York Giants on SI. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We still have a few days. You can make a dream come true and we can get to 2,000. Right? Do it right now. Hit the subscribe button. I see the analytics. We know still a lot of people out there that are watching that are not subscribers, and it doesn't cost you anything just to support. Jermaine Illuminor was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, who you know, is a darling. And after a quick little ditty about how the world thinks that she's, you know, hot for Daniel Jones, which for the record, you know, a lot of women probably are. She talked to him about how they were going to protect Daniel Jones. And I wanted to, you know, start by playing you what he said, because I thought it was an interesting answer to the question, right? I thought it was an interesting answer to the question. And whenever somebody gives an interesting answer to the question, I like to play it. So here is Jermaine Illuminor. And again, Jermaine Illuminor on Up and Adams with Kay Adams just recently.
How do you protect him? How do you protect him this week?
Go out there and do my job. And that's harder said than done. But this offensive line that I'm playing with, I truly believe in every single guy out there. AT, one of the best left tackles in the league. John, like, he's an up-and-coming left guard, but he's a baller. Schmidt, a second-year guy, but smart as hell, going to go out there and call for everything he gets. GV, he was my starting right guard last year, playing next to him all year. But he's one of the smartest guys I've ever played next to, and he's a freaking dog, and he's a baller. And then me, like I said, no one's going to be more confident than me on Sunday. And I know that everyone's going to be watching the offensive line. I understand the bias here, but this training camp has been huge for all of us. And I believe in every single one of the guys that's going to step out there on Sunday against this defense, and I'm really excited for it.
I believe in you. Go protect my boyfriend. Week one, let's go. Jermaine Illuminor joining the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks. Great to see you.
I appreciate you having me.
Let's go.
So once again, like, you know, I think she asked him, how are you going to protect the boy? Right. They're going against the Vikings. And one of the things that she mentioned was that they were going up against Brian Flores, who is the defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings, who is considered to be one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. Remember, this is not the Vikings team that the Giants played in 2022 in the playoffs. In fact, the difference is monumental. Like, the difference is crazy, right? Because after 2022, they were so bad that they went out and hired Brian Flores to come in and be the defensive coordinator, and he changed the defensive scheme up. He infused confidence, he infused belief, and that defense immediately flipped. But when she asked him, hey, how are you going to protect him? His answer was, I'm just going to do my job. Right? Like, it might seem trivial, but I respect that answer. Right? I respect the answer. I'm just going to do my job. I can't do everything. I'm just going to do the one job that I'm here to do, right? And we talk about offensive line, right? And we talk about offensive line as a unit. It has to be one unit, right? It has to be one unit. It can't be an I. It has to be a we. But each individual finger, right, that makes that fist strong, that fist is only as strong as each individual finger's ability to make it. So Jermaine Illuminor has to go out and do his job, right? He has to do his job, and Van Roten has to do his job, right? And Schmidt has to do his job, and Runyon has to do his job, and Andrew Thomas has to do his job. And when they all do their job, they come together and they can be a strong fist. They can be that powerful being. Like, that's important to note, because what we see often, right, is AT do his job, maybe one other person do their job, while the other three don't. And what's going to be interesting is if AT does his job, which we believe he will because he always has outside of his rookie year, and if Jermaine Illuminor does his job, which we believe that he might based off of his play in previous years, based off of the small sample size that we have this year in the preseason, will those three on the interior do their job? Because here's what I'll tell you. The problem with the Giants' pass blocking has not really been on the outside. I know you all hate Evan Neal, but I'm going to keep telling you, he has not been the major problem. And it showed again in the preseason game that we saw, where he gave up one sack, and then the rest of the offensive line, mainly on the interior, gave up a bunch more sacks. Nobody talked about the interior. Nobody talked about John Michael Smith's looking like a turnstile inside. Nobody talked about those other guys. They only talked about Neal and the one sack he gave up. Out of those 22 snaps that he had, he gave up that one sack to a guy who was a former high round draft pick, who was explosive off the edge. People was like, yo, he gave up a sack against the backup. That's a guy who was a starter, who is now on a team that's so deep that he has to be a backup. That's like saying, yo, he gave up a sack to Azeez Ojulari. You guys all know that Azeez is better than a backup, right? So the problem, especially in 2023, was not on the tackles. The problem was in the interior, which is why they brought Jermaine Illuminor in to be a guard. Never forget, he was brought in to be a guard. They've shifted, they've changed because Evan Neal wasn't healthy early enough for them to employ the original plan, which was Runyon and Illuminor at guards because they had issues in the middle. So don't be surprised if the energy, the focus is on what is going on inside because, yeah, Runyon is an upgrade, but how much of an upgrade? We'll see. Van Roten is an upgrade, I guess, but how much of an upgrade? We'll see. But I think Jermaine Illuminor hit the nail on the head. He just has to do his job. He can't save the entire offensive line. If Jermaine Illuminor was here last year, right, he would play right tackle when Evan Neal got hurt. And guess what would have happened? They would have still gave up a bunch of sacks because that's what happened when they put the backup in for Jermaine Illuminor, for Evan Neal last year. He played well. He played well, but they were still a sieve inside. So if they're not improving what's going on inside, it's not going to matter what happens on the outside. And he can't do anything about it. The one thing that's happened in the NFL, right, is that because of how dangerous the edge rushers are, you can't afford for your tackles to help in on the interior because you can't put a tight end on an edge rusher. That's an automatic loss. The only tight end that I know who I would even feel comfortable putting on an edge rusher as a blocker is probably Kittle, and even he would most likely get beat because these edge rushers are just too dang good. They're just too darn good now. They're not going to be able to hold up. So it's the focus is going to be on the inside, right? The other thing that Jermaine Illuminor talked about was he has faith in the entire offensive line. He has faith in the entire offensive line. Obviously, he said AT was one of the best tackles in the game because he is, right? He said Runyon is a young and up-and-coming guard. He is. Then he said Smith is really smart. I think it's very interesting, right? Look at the words that he's used, and I'm not reaching here. This is what he said. And it's how I would phrase it if I'm trying not to be negative about any of my guy. Smith is really smart. Van Roten is really smart. He was my guard last year. He's a dog. Added some extra sauce to the Van Roten. Didn't add that sauce to Smith. The eyes will and need to be on Smith, right? They will and need to be on the interior to see what they're doing on the interior because that is where we're going to see the success. That is where we're going to need to see the improvement. We're going to need to see the health. It is with Schmidt, Van Roten, and with Runyon Jr. on the inside. I just thought it was interesting that the way he phrased it, right? The way he phrased it was very interesting to me. Runyon Jr., young and up and coming guard. Schmidt, really smart. Right? Really smart. Van Roten, really smart too. Oh, but he's a dog. Like, I listened to those things. And so now I'm going, okay, good. I feel like, and if anybody knows how I feel, I think like Jermaine Illuminor came in and he's been like overly like overly cheery. You know what I'm saying?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Like overly cheery about being a giant. Like, it almost felt fake. Right. But I think he's starting to settle into, okay, I signed the contract. I'm here. This is my existence now. I don't have to gus it up. You know what I mean? I don't have to gloss it up. I don't have to, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, he came to a Super Bowl team. Like, so now it's just time to get to work. And so I appreciated the response, because he said, I have belief in everybody. I'm paraphrasing, right? I believe in all of these linemen here. And we know that this is where the focus is going to be. That everyone's going to be looking at us. Now, I'm telling you, everybody's going to be looking at Illuminor to see how he plays, right? Because they're going to want to make sure that he's playing better than what Evan Neal plays or played, in order to prove that they're right about Evan Neal, which doesn't actually prove they're right about Evan Neal, but I digress. What they need to pay attention to, and what everyone else needs to pay attention to, is to the interior. I'm telling you, don't pay too much attention to Illuminor outside, that you don't look at what's going on from guard to guard. Guard, center, guard is where this team needed to improve. I believe they have improved the guards. Will that inherently improve the center? That's the question that we're going to need answers to. That's the question. In other news, Joe Shane was on Hard Knocks. He ended up on the Bears Hard Knocks, right? He and Ryan Poles were next to each other, and he said something to the tune of, "Oh, it must be nice. It's got to be nice to not be out here." And then Poles filled in, "Oh yeah, looking at the quarterbacks. Yeah, hopefully it's like that for a long time," right? And it was a quick little joke. Ryan Poles and Joe Shane kind of going together, the Hard Knocks worlds kind of overlapping. And of course, it was met with a lot of responses from Bit Blue Nation. And I guess rightfully so, but I don't know. The idea behind it is, hey, Joe Shane, you didn't have to be out here looking for a quarterback. Like, you could have made a change. You could have done something different to not have you out here looking for a quarterback. Right? And for what it's worth, we all have control over what we have control over. So at pick number six, you could have added a guy in Michael Penix Jr. who ended up going a few picks later to Atlanta. And now you have not only Daniel Jones that you could have started, but Penix Jr. in the tuck waiting to go if you didn't think he was ready to go right now. Very similar to what Atlanta's doing. So, like, when we look at the situations that we're in, and this is not just good for the Giants, this is good for life, right? This is good for anything. When we look at what other people have, and when we're envious of what other people have, it's the time to look in the mirror and wonder why it is I don't have that. Right? Man, it must be nice. Well, what he really should be saying is it must be nice to have all of that draft capital to be able to make something like this happen, right? Part of it was luck. There was no way to know that trading the number one pick to the Panthers would result in the Panthers being bad and then giving you a number one pick the next year. So part of that is luck, right? But in 2022, right? In 2022, the Giants had a chance to roll their dice on that luck. Because they did have two top seven picks. And with one of those picks, they could have decided to trade down and collect a second number one pick. If we're being honest, they could have traded both of those picks and picked up a second number one pick. Imagine, and this is revisionist history, so don't go into the comments and kill me about revisionist history. But I said in 2022, it's documented, I said in 2022 that I thought they should trade one of those two picks. Right? I thought they should trade one of those two picks, pick up another number one pick, the next year. Now they would have had two number one picks in 2022. They'd have had two number one picks or first round picks, excuse me, in 2023. And then depending upon where that pick was and what I needed, trade it again in 2023 for guess what? Another number one pick. The way that you build your team through the draft is making other people pay premiums for your premium picks. Because the hustle of the NFL draft is that there are always way more first round talents than there are picks. That's why people keep finding these quote unquote gems in round two and round three and round four. It's not because they became really good. It's because they were already really good and there's just not enough picks for all of them to go in the first round. And even more so outside of quarterback and maybe now wide receiver, defensive end or edge rusher, they don't all go in the first round because not all teams need them. So you can find a legitimate first round talent interior linebacker in the second round and in the third round and in the fourth round. Why? Because they don't value them. You can find a legitimate first round talent at safety in the second, in the third round. Why? Because they don't value them. But quarterbacks, they value, and quarterbacks normally go. And so what the Bears were able to do by flipping draft picks, the Giants could have done. They just chose not to do it. So when you say, man, it must be nice, I agree. I 100% agree, Joe Shane. It is nice. It is nice. You had the ability to do it, and you chose not to for whatever reason. This is not a dig, by the way. This is not me bagging on Joe Shane. He just didn't do it. Like, for whatever reason, he decided that I'm going to stick here and take the players that I've taken. And again, Kayvon Thibodeau, a great talent. The best pass rusher statistically on the New York Giants. Evan Neal, a young athletic freak, a young giant athletic freak. Will he get it right? Will he find his footing? We hope so, because if he does, and you've got two guys who are 10-year stalwarts, nobody's going to ever question it, right? Nobody's going to ever question it. But you could have traded down, still had a first round pick to take, probably an offensive lineman. If Kayvon goes where, if you take Kayvon first, right? You could have traded that 7th pick, traded down, still got an offensive lineman, picked up another first round pick along with something else, right? That year, and kept it moving. Because that's what the Bears did. It's got to be nice. I agree, it's got to be nice. And I agree that Ryan Poles is sitting in a pretty, like, fly position. But he has pressure as well. Because if Caleb Williams isn't that guy, right? Or if Justin Fields becomes that guy, he's going to have some questions. And then there'll be revisionist history on him as well. There'll be people going back to ask a question about him as well. Hey, one thing I'll tell you, though, one thing you should be excited about. I told you guys that the 2025 draft would have a bunch of quarterbacks in it. I told you already who my wish list is. We'll talk about it more here in the future, but keep an eye out. There's some guys that if things aren't going right in Big Blue Nation, there's some guys that can come in and get things popping in this league. And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about it for the Giants going forward. But let's keep the main thing the main thing. New York Giants versus Minnesota Vikings this Sunday. I'm excited to see it. I know you are excited to see it as well. But it's going to be a challenge. Because that defense is not the defense the Giants saw in 2022 when they played them in the regular season and in the playoffs. It's not the same defense, right? And we should be prepared for seeing a different defense than what we saw in 2022. Will this offensive line be up to the task? Will the interior of the offensive line be up to the task? Will the quarterback behind the offensive line be up to the task? These are all questions I'm looking forward to answer on Sunday. I have great feelings about the perimeter, right? I think that the running back crew is decent. I can't say I think they're great, but we'll see, right? It's all going to hinge on whether or not this offensive line is who they say they are. And if they are, Giants fans, get excited. if this offensive line can hold up, right? I'm not saying Daniel Jones will be perfect, but if they can hold up, he will dish the ball around and get it in the hands of some playmakers, and those playmakers will do what they're supposed to do. I have no doubt about that. I have utter confidence in that. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for joining me. As always, make sure that you go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, New York Giants on SI. Make sure you go to New York Giants on SI, the website, for all of your New York Giants news and information. I think it's the number one stop for anything that you need to know New York Giants. Shout out to Patricia Traynor. Shout out to Paul Dottino and the Big Blue Breakdown. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.